What's going on? Sis? What are you doing? Oh, what time is it? Jesus. It's 2 a.m. Where do you think you're going? No. Don't tell me to go back to sleep. Why were you trying to sneak out through the window? Answer me. Take off that coat. What? No, I said take it off. Oh, sis. Not again. What are you wearing? Sis, you can't go out in that outfit. No. Look at how short your skirt is. I can see the bottom of your ass cheeks. And that ridiculous top? It's practically painted on. Do you know what you look like? Huh? What are you thinking? Where do you think you're going at 2 in the morning wearing that? Of course. Your new boyfriend. So, does he plan on pimping you out or what? Don't give me that. You know what I'm talking about. Really? You don't think so? I think I can pretty much guarantee that he is like that. No, I will not be quiet. I should wake up Mom. She needs to know what a slut her daughter is. Yes, you. All right. That's it. Sit down. Because we need to talk. I said, sit down or I will wake up Mom. Jesus, keep your legs closed for God's sake. Wait, what is that smell? Is that you? Ew, that's disgusting. Don't tell me that. I don't want to know how horny you are. Okay, look, I know I'm just your stepsister, and I'm only here for a couple of weeks visiting my dad, but I do care about you, and I'm trying to be a friend here. I'm older than you. I went through something like this myself before Mom and Dad got married, and believe me when I say, you need to listen to me, okay? Yeah, I know you're 18 now, but just because you're an adult doesn't mean you can do whatever you feel like. You still live at home, okay? And your mom, I mean our mom, is not a tolerant person. What do you think she's going to do if she sees you like this? Sis, you're being really naive. And it doesn't help that you're like stupid pretty either. Don't thank me. That wasn't a compliment. No, that's not a good thing. It makes you even more of a target. I'm trying to say that you need to be careful, sis. Well, I know this might come as a shock to you, but I don't think you realize that some of your friends aren't really your friends. Like that, quote, new boyfriend of yours. Look at how he's got you dressed. Where is he taking you tonight? A street corner? No, come on. Wake up, sis. You're letting yourself be the victim here. Yes, you are. And don't think I haven't noticed how you've been behaving lately. The way you flirt with strange men in public. I'm not the only one who's seen it. You don't honestly believe that's how other girls behave, do you? Just walking up to strange guys and like rubbing against them? Okay. I know Mom is just down the hall. I'm just concerned, okay? I mean, are you just confused? I'm trying to tell you that whatever image of sweetness and innocence you seem to think other people have of you, it isn't real. It's a lie. The truth is a lot less flattering. Honestly, you are not the progressive, liberated girl you think you are. You're actually just another victim of the patriarchy. And you need to start waking up to that. Of course you don't understand. You really are that stupid, aren't you? No, wait, sis. I didn't mean that, okay? No, come on. Just sit down. Sis, come back here. No, you're not going anywhere. I swear to God, I will wake up Mom right now and tell her everything. Do you want her to see you in this outfit? Oh, I know a lot more than you think I do. I'm not blind. No, I'm sorry, okay, but you need to just shut up and listen. I know that sounds harsh, but this is for your own good. I'm on your side, sis. I've been where you are, okay? You're not thinking clearly. I mean, did that guy you're meeting tonight? No, I'm not calling him your boyfriend again. Did that guy ask you to dress like a total slut? Or did you come up with this on your own? No, I mean, are you seriously just that horny and out of control? Look at yourself. Look at your legs and that hair and your makeup. Doing all that must have taken forever. How long have you been in the bathroom? Since Mom went to bed? That was 3 hours ago. Jesus, sis. All because... why? Your boyfriend wants to fuck you? Well, what else am I supposed to think? No, but this isn't normal, okay? Hold on. What's that chain on your stomach? How long have you had your belly button pierced? Wait, is that a tattoo on your thigh? Is that what I think it is? What the fuck is wrong with you? You shouldn't be defacing yourself for men like this. Well, if you only thought about what you were doing for 1 second, you might realize what a slut you're acting like. But that's the problem. You don't think, do you? Well, obviously not. I mean, remember when we went to that restaurant together after I first got back, and you saw that guy at the table behind me? You kept smiling at him, even though his girlfriend was right there. Yes, you did. At one point, you even reached up and started rubbing your nipple while you were staring at him, right in the middle of the restaurant. I saw you do it. You didn't even care who might be watching you. I didn't want to say anything because, well, it was so embarrassing. And you know what I heard? One of my friends told me you were sitting at a table in the university library when she saw you reach down between your legs and just start rubbing yourself. At first, I didn't believe it, but now I know she was telling the truth. It's no wonder your grades are so awful. Do you just spread your legs and start rubbing your pussy whenever you feel like it? She said at least 5 guys were watching you. Do you know what kind of message that sends? Answer me. For God's sake, sis, You're actually becoming the stereotype of the brainless bimbo. You're so stupid and clueless, you don't even realize that you're practically begging men to come and molest you. What's next? Are you going to dye your hair blonde too? Or pink, maybe? Yes, I'm upset. Girls like you are part of the reason men feel entitled to act like such fucking pigs. I mean, you do realize that when one of those guys just steps up to you on the dance floor at the club and starts groping you, you can say no, right? Really? You're gonna try to lie to me about that too? Yes, you obviously love sex, sis. I do too, but you just can't go around acting like that. You can't just give it away to every random creep you run into. Are you even capable of saying no? I don't want your excuses. Just because you're too stupid to control your behavior doesn't mean you aren't responsible for it. Acting like that in public is disgusting. No, listen to me. You're flunking out of college. You don't have a job. And your favorite hobby seems to be squeezing your body into these obscene outfits just so you can attract the worst kind of men. You're an embarrassment to women, okay? It's nauseating. What do you mean you don't understand the problem? Okay, well, the problem is that instead of doing your homework, trying to actually make something of yourself, you're spending hours every night in the bathroom painting your face up like a little whore. Sis, girls just don't spend that kind of time in the bathroom, shaving themselves and slutting themselves up like that every night, unless they're hookers or strippers. Are you a stripper? Oh, right, I forgot. You don't have a job. I don't think you realize what other people see when they look at you. It's way worse than you think, sis. When you go out looking like this, night after night, all those guys see is a place to stick their cocks. You don't think about what a shambles that makes of your reputation, do you? You don't think about how the more you behave like a slut, the more you'll get treated like one. Or maybe you just don't care. Do you realize how humiliating it is to be your sister? My friends still go to school here. Ever since I got back, they've been trying to tell me about you. I keep having to defend you, and I'm sick of it. Don't give me those puppy eyes. They don't work on me. Save it for those Neanderthal boyfriends of yours. Seriously, sis, the most nauseating thing about you is that you don't know when to stop. If all you did was flirt with a few guys and occasionally let one of them fuck you, that would be one thing. I mean, it's still disgusting, but that's not all you do. You're much worse than that. Oh, please. Just don't. You're embarrassing yourself. I know what you've been doing. I just do, okay? You really want me to go there? Fine. I know you don't just let the guys fuck you. You let them train fuck you. Isn't that right? And I know that you don't just suck their cocks either. You actually swallow their cum. And you're not satisfied with just one load. No. My little sister wants at least a dozen loads pumped down her throat, doesn't she? Well, are you even gonna deny it? Sis, I know this is going to be hard for you to hear. Believe me, it's even harder for me to say it, but the truth is, you disgust me. I don't respect you. I don't have any sympathy for you. And it's a wonder Mom hasn't already found out about you and thrown your cum-fed ass out of the house. And what will you do if she does? No one will give you a job. No self-respecting man would even bother taking you out to dinner. Why would he? When he already knows you're probably just going to let him stuff his dick into you no matter what. You're such a disappointment, sis. You could have been so much more, but look at you. You're just a dumb, oversexed little bitch. What? You don't have to take this? Yes, you do. Because if you don't let me finish and I tell Mom about all you've been doing, you're going to find yourself on the fucking streets, okay? Hey, are you listening? God, you stink like slut right now. How can anyone possibly be expected to take you seriously? Get up. Come on. Get up. I want you to look at yourself in the mirror. Jesus, look at those heels. Awkward much? You don't even know how to walk in those things. Whatever. Just come here. Look at yourself. What do you think guys see when they look at that? Your little ass hanging out, your tits poking through your little top, your toes peeking out of those ridiculous strap heels, that navel piercing, that obscene tattoo peeking out from under your skirt. You know what I see? I see a fuck toy, okay? I see a stupid, brainless little fuck toy. Yes, you are. Dressed like that, you are. Okay, well, let me ask you this. When you went to that frat party dressed almost exactly like this, did those frat guys actually want to talk to you? Huh? I mean, did they like ask you about your major or try to get to know you? Or did they just go straight to groping you? You know exactly what I mean. The frat party a couple of weeks ago. Of course I know about that. I wasn't going to bring it up because, silly me, I didn't want to embarrass you. But you're obviously beyond embarrassment, so I might as well go all in. It's no wonder you're so clueless, okay? What else do you expect when your brain is soaked in cum? No, listen to me. I know what you did that night. And I'm telling you, eating all that sperm isn't making you any smarter, sis. And that's exactly the problem. You're just so stupid. What? Well, don't blame me. I didn't fuck all those frat guys. You did. How did I find out? How do you think? Turns out, once you swallow one guy's sperm, he's going to go tell all his friends at the party about you. And soon the rest of them will start offering you drinks and getting you so drunk you can't even see. And the next thing you know, they're taking filthy videos and pictures of you and posting them online. They're going into chat rooms and forums and telling everyone about the disgusting things you did to get them all off. And that's how it happens. That's how you become the little frat house slut on the internet. That's how a sweet girl's reputation gets completely destroyed. Oh, no, do your feet hurt? Oh, yeah, you can sit down now. No, rest up, slut. It must take a lot of energy to lay back on a filthy mattress and spread your sticky legs open for a bunch of disgusting gangbangers. Hey, did you hear what I said? Those videos of you are all over the internet now. Honestly, the only thing men probably want from you now is your sloppy cunt. And all women want is to have absolutely nothing to do with you. I didn't do any of that. You did. You little slut. You're nasty. You're disgusting. You make me sick. I mean, seriously, exactly how many men have come all over your face, sis? Huh? Dozens? Hundreds? Don't lie to me. I've seen the pictures. You know what? I bet you've swallowed more sperm than the nastiest gangbanging cum sluts in porn, and you're not even 20 years old yet. And at least they're intelligent enough to get paid for it. Be honest, you don't even remember how many times you've been fucked, do you? That's the kind of girl you are. So, my question is, what are you going to do about it, sis? Truthfully, I don't think there's anything you can do. You've already ruined your reputation. Every single guy on campus knows that all they have to do to get a quick slut ride from you is hook their fingers into your wet cunt and drag you into the nearest alley. Honestly, any girl who lets boys treat her the way you do doesn't deserve any better than that. Look at yourself. You look like a whore, but you're not even smart enough to be one. I know Mom taught you better than to dress like this, but you keep doing it anyway. And when a guy sees you like this and starts calling you filthy names, I know you know better than to encourage him and rub against him, but you just keep doing it. Any girl with a shred of dignity would never let a perfect stranger manhandle her and fuck her while other guys recorded video with their phones. But, well, you did. I saw your eyes roll back into your skull while you let that guy grope your tits and finger your cunt. I saw what you let him do. He turned you into a sloppy, panting little slut puppy right there in front of the entire frat house. What was he whispering to you anyway? Was he describing all the filthy things he expected you to do to get him off? Or maybe he was just telling you what the rest of the guys would do to you when it was their turn. My little sister, the famous frat house slut. I'm so proud. But you know what's really sad? Things could have been so much different. You could have been a girl that men would do anything for. You're so beautiful, sis. You used to be smart. Don't you get it? You should be the one in control. If you had any brains at all, you would be the one using men, not the other way around. But that's just it. You don't have any brains. You've let men turn you into a stupid, cum-stuffed bimbo. Do you even realize what that means? It means that every dumb thug who drags you into an alley, every beer-chugging dude bro who uses you at a frat party, every pimply-faced, snot-nosed 18-year-old who tries to hump you in the filthy cab of his dad's old truck. They're all idiots, sis. And yet somehow, every one of those guys is way smarter than you. How does that make you feel? Are you proud of yourself? Huh? Don't you have anything to say? Hello? I'm trying to make you realize what boys have done to you, and all you can do is sit there with your mouth hanging open. Are you panting? Oh my God. I just realized. You like this, don't you? You're getting off on this, aren't you? Are you rubbing your legs together? Are you rubbing your pussy against the bed? Gross! I'm your stepsister! And you're sitting there secretly masturbating right in front of me? You're disgusting! What is wrong with you? You can't help but leave your slut stains wherever you go, huh? The campus library, the frat house, your own mom's sheets. Is this what that wet spot on the toilet seat was when I went to go to the bathroom before bed? God, you are an embarrassment, sis. I can see now, talking to you about this was a huge mistake. Well, go on then. Go get fucked if that's what you want to do. Go let your, quote, boyfriend treat you like a cheap fuck slave in his filthy car for all I care. Go find a moron who can barely count to 10 and let him turn your stupid face into a disgusting cum-mop. God, it just sickens me. Guys treating you that way, and you just letting them? It breaks my heart. Thinking of your loose, wrecked pussy slurting out cum as you take the cock of some random biker somewhere while the rest of his gang wait their turn. I just keep thinking of you in those pictures. Your eyes glazed over, so drunk you're not even sure where you are, as some sweaty, stringy-haired frat guy has you on all fours, stretching your ass open while you drool into a filthy mattress. God, sis. What was going through your head? It's only a matter of time before you find yourself drugged up and splayed out on some cheap motel bed, used condoms tossed all over you, some skeezy fat greaseball using your barely conscious body for whatever he wants. Maybe one day you'll wake up in some filthy alley, your naked body caked in dried sperm, your hair a mop of sticky cum, and your holes so fucked out and sore you can't even stand up. Maybe then you'll come out of your brainless slut haze long enough to realize what you've let guys turn you into. A stupid, worthless little cum rag. Yeah, I'm done. There's nothing else I can say. Are you seriously still going out? Jesus, sis. No. I'm not going to tell Mom. I should. But I know how she is. I know what she'll do. You'll end up on the streets. And I can't let that be my fault. But, sis, if you keep this up, she's going to find out eventually. And then not even Dad will be able to help you. Seriously, sis, I don't even know who you are anymore. Okay, yeah, go ahead. Go get fucked if that's what you want. I'm done with you. Whatever, slut. Bye. What the fuck happened to her?